Angela Maris. What can I say? If you've met her, you know, passionate, passionate educator, committed to 21st century students being empowered by 21st century skills and 21st century tools. She is point zero, patient zero, for the You Matter campaign, which has swept the globe. Every time I talk to Angela, I leave feeling like anything is possible. Anything. So, Angela, welcome to the stage.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh. Well, of course I have to tell you that you matter. And it is beyond an honor not only to be participating in the conversations that we get to in the next, and that's a definite get to in the next 48 hours, but to be able to begin the conversation is, wow. Wow, wow, wow. So about a year ago, literally almost about a year ago, I was in a room with some brilliant individuals from the Midwest in Des Moines, Iowa, where I'm from, and I posed this question. I wanted us to ponder as a community, as a system, as a world, what would happen if the individuals that you loved, that you led, that you served, really knew and believed that they mattered? And that the actions that they take every day, ones that they underestimate, ones that they say, oh, I'm just this, or oh, I'm just a teacher, I'm oh, just doing my job, what can I do, an individual in the middle of a cornfield? What if they really knew that because of the web and the way the world is today, that they mattered? And then I made a really bold, provocative proposal that if we could assure that the answer to this question was yes, that it wouldn't only just change a mood, change a mind, change the possibilities in the room, it actually had the power to change the world. And because of this amazing platform that we call YouTube, and this little brand, you might have known it, called TED, the world proved me right. Two words. These two words can change your mood, they can change your mind, they can change your heart. I'm going to make the case today that these two words can change lives and change the world if we understand them and we leverage them in the right way. This is not an ego thing. This is a DNA thing. We were created for significance. And one of the most dangerous things that can happen to us as individuals, as organizations, as a community, is the feeling that we don't matter. What if you carried a notebook? What if you made it a point to go back to your place of work or to your neighborhood or at the grocery store today, and you make note of what you notice, how indispensable it was, how genius it was, how significant it was. It changes people. And what I found at the school, it changes a culture by just simply noticing 30 seconds a day. Know their significance. You have an opportunity to do that today. When you find their lunch table, your lunch table today, look someone in the eye. We're going to practice because that's what I do. I'll model it with you. Let's try this together. You ready? Say it with me. You matter. You can do better than that. Say it with me. Are you ready? You matter. Hear those words. Feel those words. Change a heart. Change a mind. Change a mood today. This is your assignment. You do that, I'm going to give you all an A. This is what it will take to keep the A. So— what was amazing to me, what I learned from the world, is that mattering isn't a nicety. It is a necessity. When I heard from NASA scientists, and I heard from Wall Street executives, and I heard from schools and kindergarten, and parents, and every walk, every discipline, about how long it's been since they have heard someone say those two words, how much we've taken for granted the people in our presence and the people we have not yet had in our presence, and how something as simple as looking them in the eyes, smiling, noticing, that we've forgotten those things. And we have a chance as individuals and as a community to remind ourselves of what makes us the most human, and that we really are here not just to work or just to achieve, but to be significant, to be of value, to contribute in a way that others would say, I can't imagine doing that without you. Those are the words we actually crave. Not, I think you're cool, I think you're important, I love what you're doing, but for someone to look you in the eye and say, you are essential. You matter so much. I literally could not imagine what my life would be without your contribution. Of all the messaging and all of the ways that I saw You Matter being shared, what literally keeps me up at night and makes me jump out of bed in the morning is the individuals that took action, world-changing action, that said, you know what, I'm going to live a different life, and I no longer will put up with individuals being treated this way or people feeling this way. I'm going to do something about it. Hundreds and hundreds of videos pouring in every day to me, and the individuals taking action were between the ages of 8 and 15. Not big companies, not big corporations, not venture capitalists, not scientists and professors and researchers, 8-year-olds. 8-year-olds, like Nathan, who said, you know what? It is not okay that I can go to my sink and drink water anytime I want. I can just turn on the faucet. So he made a video of him turning on the faucet, and he said to everybody in his community, why doesn't everybody have a faucet? And if I'm going to do this, if you come to my birthday party, I'm going to give up every money that I get from my birthday party, whether it's $5 or $20, and I'm going to give it to Charity Water because they will help me. And to date has raised tens of thousands of dollars for Charity Water because he had a video and we were able to share his call to action. Or like Savannah, who sat at home as a teenager and said, I don't feel like I matter. And the only thing that helps me escape my feeling of desperation and insignificance is if I cut myself, if I actually mutilate my body. And then she saw the message and saw the video of other students taking a stand saying, we do matter, we are significant. And she said, well, instead of doing that, every time I'm going to cut myself, I'm going to draw a butterfly. And as quickly as I get these stories in, I try to share them. So I shared this on my blog, or actually, her teacher sent me a tweet, and then I shared it on my blog, and Savannah was able to bring a group globally of over 6,000 young girls together on Facebook, in person and virtually, to come together and commit to every time they wanted to attempt to believe they weren't significant, to draw a butterfly. And to this group of fifth graders who helped me work really diligently to eradicate illiteracy, a right that every human being should have. I could not have pulled off this day without these fifth graders. And a courageous, amazing young, students bury like me Caitlin. Inside, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby. But she a million people responded to Caitlin's message of mattering. When I look at these individuals who I can't keep up with, every day I get an email, every day I try to post their stories of courage and ingenuity and innovation and creativity using science, technology, and mathematics to create the perfect timed message to bring the world to action in a way that I haven't seen adults be able to do. And I'm blown away. I mean, I've been a teacher for 25 years and I've always been blown away by children. But with technology and with platforms, the ones that we have created, what we can do when we match that literally is changing the world. This is a group of third graders, grade three, 23 of them are actually building a library for these third graders who they met via Skype, and they're chronicling it in pictures so we get to see the whole journey. Amazing. And I could spend the whole 40 minutes sharing story after story, but here's the question we have to answer. When I asked them, when did you do this? None of them did this in school. Their teachers didn't know about it. Half their parents didn't know about it because the work that they do on these mediums is disregarded. Oh, you're just making a YouTube video. Oh, you're just playing around with that Facebook. No, they're actually changing the world. And if we knew about it, imagine what we could do to help them. There is no place to go to change the world. And there isn't a lot of people that actually believe that you can do it if you're 8 or you're 14 or you're 16. Because you don't have this and you don't have this and you're not enough and you're not this. But in the web and in the spaces that you and I embrace, there is a community that says, wow, that's an amazing idea. Let's see what we can do with that. I really do value your contribution. I notice you. I don't notice you because you're this or you have this degree or you do this or your background is this. I notice you because you are contributing something valuable and we look differently. But there is no single place right now where individuals that have the capacity, and there are millions of individuals doing extraordinary things that matter every day, and there is no single place for them to do world-changing work unless we dream of one together. So I'm sharing with you my dream, because hearing those two words absolutely does change you. There's something biological that happens. I've asked rooms full of high school kids, auditoriums filled, and they're a tough crowd, high school kids, especially towards the end of school, and they bring me in, and they're like, yeah, lady, you try to tell us you matter. And I say, turn to a neighbor and tell them that you matter, and listen and hold those words and resonate with those words. Say it and share it, and then try not to act on it. Try not to act or be reacted by it. They biologically can't. It changes something in the inside of you because mattering isn't an ego thing. It is DNA. And once you hear those words, then the second step is up to you. You have to make a choice as an individual, as a community, and as the world. We have to make a conscious, conscientious choice on what to do. To own those words, I do matter. To take responsibility in the same way we take responsibility for what we eat and what we drink and how we keep ourselves safe. There is no way to lead and serve if you don't believe your contribution is significant. You have a responsibility to share those words. We have platforms and tools and ability to share across all of our networks those two words and change lives in a tweet. And finally, we need a space to act on those two words. What if students came to school or came to the web every day to change the world, to use their talent, to own their genius and contribute it in a way that is actually solving the problems that they see right in front of them in real time? I loosely took the videos that I've been sent, and they fall into about 5 to 6 categories. They're either challenges with human rights or animal rights or the environment. So what if you were passionate or you discovered or you became aware of a problem, and believe me, there's endless problems, and then immediately you could find out what every single person in the world is doing to take action on that problem in real time. Whether that person taking action is five or whether that person taking action is a multi-bazillion dollar company, you would have a live stream of every single person taking action and not only what they're doing, how they're doing it, but what challenges they're encountering. Because maybe, like the third graders, you might not have the capacity to go halfway around the world to build the library, but you have a capacity to help with the challenges of building it. You have the capacity to do what you're doing in this part of the world to help somebody encountering a challenge in that part of the world. And we have the technology that exists right now to make that frictionless, seamless, and possible. What if every single individual that had resources, that had tools, that had information that could help you move forward in action or confront a challenge, you were able to subscribe to that? A Wikipedia for cause or challenge, if you will. And that you could get alerted anytime something new was created or something new was discovered or something new was contributed so that you got real-time data on whatever it takes to solve this problem. That it is a true essence of collective intelligence in the way and that it was across every discipline. It wasn't, this is a project we're doing for third grader. This is a project you're doing at the Perimeter Institute. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you represent. You have a global responsibility to contribute your genius to the world so the world can use this collective, unbridled intelligence to solve its most complex problems. And what if, in doing that, not from an ego standpoint, but from an absolute essential standpoint, you were noticed, you were valued, and you were recognized for your essential contributions? What if that was possible? Gaming isn't just for gaming. We live in a web and a world that is based on game-driven platforms, where if we reach this level, we get noticed. If we overcome this challenge, we get recognized. It motivates us to be in a constant state of never, ever being apathetic, to continue, what's the next level, what's the next level? So what if, when we move forward a message, what if we were rewarded for that? And in ways we are. Getting 1 million views on YouTube is rewarding. Why are you putting that time and energy? Not because you're getting paid, but because it's mattering to people. And what if in this space, because you were moving forward and you were able to connect? So this is one of the serendipity things that happened because Caitlin's video was one of the first that went viral. Mariel Hemingway's sister committed suicide. So she started a nonprofit called Don't Quit. And when you merge, you matter and don't quit together, you can move forward because you've leveraged multiple communities. And so Caitlin was able to make a connection with 17 Magazine and now contributes every month to 17 Magazine with messages for young women. Where else could that happen other than the web? And how else could that happen without the power of these platforms? Not in isolation, not just the YouTube community, not just the traditional media community, not just the Twitter community. What happens when we put those communities together and we leverage seamlessly the ability to move? You need to make this connection, you need to make this connection. What if this was every day? What if this wasn't accidental? What if this could happen every day? It can, it can. We're data-driven people. We're data-driven organizations. And so here's some data that I think is really important. When we ask kids, and I believe adults, what the real power of technology is, what we can do as scientists and mathematicians and engineers and educators and futurists, what is the purpose of all of these innovations? It is so that we can be significant. Success is different than significance. We have millions of examples or hundreds of individuals that have more genius than I've ever seen. They have more money, they have more power, they have more ability to be happy under traditional success standards, and they disintegrate in front of our faces. We have news channels that cover their disintegration because they've achieved success but not significance. It's two very different things. And if you look at the future of the web is moving to a place where individuals are looking for significance. They are looking to be noticed. They are looking to be valued. And they are looking to do something and be a part of something that's bigger than themselves. And that was what 500,000 students said loud and clear. What do you want your technology to do for you? What will motivate you to go into fields of technology? Loud and clear, 500,000 students said, we want it to matter. We want it to matter. We have to listen to that. We have to listen to that. And if we don't listen in that form, then this is what one of the You Matter ambassadors, which is one of the actions, this group of global middle school students that have got together and are petitioning their state and their province to go and do You Matter rallies at every middle school and every high school and get time off school to do that. They've formed and they've grouped and they have a blog and they're called the You Matter ambassadors. And so this is what she said. You Matter is about how each individual counts. It's important that everyone knows they matter, because if they don't, it'll lower self-esteem, it'll affect our grades, and it affects our life. By making this video, by doing this work, and that's so interesting. She can't imagine doing world-changing work without video. In making this video, we help the world know that everyone counts, but we cannot do it alone. We need your help. And that's a really important sentence. We cannot do it alone. Kids can't do it alone. They'll do it. They want to matter, and they're ready to matter. Believe me, they're ready, and they're capable. But they can't do it without your help. So I wanted to give you a little inspiration in what you have to look forward to if you help me help them.
Dear world, I want you to know I matter. You can expect great things from me. I am on a mission. I wonder.
I dream.
I create.
I am smart.
I am kind.
I am special.
I am important.
I am somebody.
I am loved.
I am cared for.
I am ready for tomorrow.
I am creating the future.
I am the future.
You matter to my mission.
Are you ready to help me change the world?
Tomorrow starts today.
Expect great things.
You matter to me.
We absolutely can expect great things. But what they're saying is true. So in the next few minutes, I want to share with you some of the things that I've been dreaming about, that we've been working on in the world to move this message forward in a systemic way. For the last multiple months, the message of You Matter has sustained itself incredibly with no infrastructure, no staff, no money, no site, no place, and the world continues to move this message forward. And it is our both opportunity in the next 48 hours and beyond, and our obligation to help it have a home, to help it have a space so world-changing work can be done. What we have planned over the next year is to gather the communities around the world, the individuals that can help move it forward and create a possibility of this seamless interaction between platforms, between disciplines, between ages and genders and grades. And so on September 15th of this year, I've teamed up with a New York Times best-selling children's book author. And every year, Peter Reynolds puts out a book that is extraordinary. I mean, he has 15 books, but his most famous book is called The Dot. And the idea in The Dot, in this simple story, is that your dot matters. You are an artist. You are a scientist. You are extraordinary. What you have to do is own it, and you have to make your dot. And in the last 3 years, Peter has used technology and video and multiple platforms for schools, organizations, individuals, families, communities to put their dot, and has gathered pretty successfully every year thousands of students, thousands of adults, and that just continues to grow. So September 15th will remain Dot Day. with my network and Peter's network, we'll be able to draw this in with a little twist. We're going to ask people to make their dot, and then he's going to add three dots, because you matter, dot, 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 with a little bit of information on thinking about the nature of your dot from a contribution standpoint. What's your dot going to be about? Where do you want your dot to make the most difference? In about 2 months after Dot Day, which will be somewhere in November, Peter and I will be releasing the children's book, You Matter. And so we will be able to take both traditional mediums and new mediums and be able to spread a new story of mattering, to prepare the world for a larger conversation on around January or February. We have not picked the date yet. The world will come together to have what we call Global You Matter Day. So we want it to begin in the education community rather than have a world event and then invite educators later, but to have them be foundational in being a part of this message. So we have pulled together some extraordinary education partners with their communities and their to help move Dot Day forward, then help move the You Matter conversation forward within classrooms, within schools and communities to reach millions. And then we've brought in the global network. So this is my network. And what we have done is pulled together I worked with Seth Godin this year, and what I learned about being on Seth Godin's domino team is that we had a core team called the Street Team, that Seth Godin couldn't transform the way that he transforms without an on-the-streets team. So that is what we have pulled together, a dream team. We have I have engaged 51 social media influencers with a network reach into the billions. We have gathered together in the last few weeks in a meeting to look at from a top mommy blogger to a top PR blogger to a top education blogger in every medium, in every field. What are we going to do to usher this message and gather our community around the You Matter Day event? And then I have a similar street team that's just specific for education that will continue to usher as the world moves forward with this message. When you look at what I took to be really sort of underestimate, I took 8 individuals' network range so that if 8 out of the 58 people participated, and I'm hoping more than 8 do, but 8 out of the 58, this is their network reach. So at that moment, when we engage and say, world, community, you, here's what we're going to do to choose to matter. However they choose to matter is going to be different. But the call to action that you will make this conscious choice individually and as a community will do some really pretty incredible things to the web. So one of the web groups that is supporting You Matter is an influence measurement platform called CRED. And what CRED is seeking to do is to share with the world that you do have credibility, that your impact does matter. Social data has intertwined with data. And so what we will be able to do, what CRED is doing, is any individual, any brand, any community that is moving forward You Matter will actually get social credit points. And we're working on the algorithm right now. So obviously, if you do a You Matter event in your community, it'll be worth more points than this. So you might say, well, why does that matter? It matters because it actually changes the ranking and the algorithm of where you'll end up on Google or Bing or Yahoo. So what that means is a small community or a small business. Here's a perfect example. So this is a small florist in Des Moines, Iowa, and they can't compete with 1-800-Flowers on their own. They would never have that budget. But being involved in You Matter, here's a t-shirt company that made a bunch of t-shirts for the 140 character conference where some kids presented about You Matter. And the viewing from the video of 140 character conference reached 15.9 million people. That t-shirt company got calls from all over the world. Can we stock this? Can we do this? Can we put this in our boutique? Do you have those t-shirts? So they end up on the leaderboard right next to big brands, right next to big industries. So it literally is a chance for an individual, a brand, a business, a startup that is willing to move forward social good to get authentic credit for that and to be able to compete in a web where money used to rule. I can buy SEO. I can buy my way up here. I can out-market you. I can out-PR you. You can't, but you can out-care me, and I'd rather have you compete for that. You out-care me. You do more for your community than you. You do more for your individuals than you. Then we'll give you credit for that. So it's a pretty, pretty powerful thing. And so they'll also be doing much like some of the other ones are doing for a day. The difference between You Matter and a traditional social campaign is it's about any way that the community chooses. It doesn't mean you have to wear purple on this day or you have to pick up garbage on this day. It is however you choose within your community you will get credit for. So what is very exciting to me about this is that whatever the social measurement will be in the future, that influence matters online, that the way work gets done, the way doors open, is by a social influence score. And that ranking changes what you have access to in terms of information, people, and process. And so on the same day, Pepsi is on the leaderboard, and CNN is on the leaderboard, so is Ethan. Ethan is doing a You Matter project, and it's been tagged You Matter. He's in seventh grade. He may not get to Harvard. He may not get to Stanford. He may not get to Yale. He may never end up here. But when he graduates, he will be able to walk into any company in the world and say, here is my record. I've been working on changing the world for the past da-da-da-da-da years, and my cred score, my clout score, my whatever score is within the top 1% of the web. How much you want to pay me to continue to do social good? 1/6 of companies right now, this is the first measurement they look at. This is your digital, whatever, and I'm not saying that it will be cred or that it will be clout or whatever, but I'm saying social influence is not going away. It is becoming as significant in some areas, more significant than what your grade point is. I want to know what your social ranking is. Because what this ranking means is how well do you as an individual ignite your community to action? And when you can ignite your community to action, you become influential. Not based on what your degree was or what your background is or where you came from. I am one person in the middle of a cornfield moving forward a message in a way that I never could, and I wouldn't be able to do it without social influence. So it's very exciting. This is not a cute little project that kids do extracurricular, that they do after school. This is real life credit that will show in their digital document, in their digital resume, that will give a record of this is what I've been doing to contribute to the world, to make it a better place for me and for everyone who comes after me. And I've been doing it since I was 9. Do you want that person working here? Do you want that person working with you? Do you want that person on your team? Absolutely. Do you want citizens that are aware, that are conscious, that use this technology with a level of humanity driving them in what they're doing and why they're doing it? That is possible. But we have to think differently about how to maximize and leverage our collective intelligence, our collective talent, and the networks that we have influence on. And so I'm inviting you, imploring you, help me help them change the world. Right now, everything that you saw, beyond just the social aspect of spreading the message, is a dream. Those are mock-ups. Those are stock photography, because there is no space. This isn't happening continually because I'm one person. So I'm in a room with the smartest people in the world and on the web, and we are together for 48 hours. And I'm not letting you leave this building till you help me change the world. So I'm just letting you know that I'll be really nice about it, but we're locking the door. So turn to someone next to you, and I hope these words capture you and take hold of you all day, every day. So share it with one another. You matter. To each other, look each other in the eye. You have to do that. It's your assignment.
Wow. That's perfect. We have 10 minutes where we can ask some questions of Angela before we get into the rest of the day. So, moving.
Conversations, and I want to let you know that I can help facilitate that.
That's great.
By inviting you to come to speak to all the school boards in the country.
Oh my God. That'd
be Vancouver great. 2013.
Would
you be our keynote?
I would be honored. I would absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, thank you. Thank you. If you get school boards, that's a really big lever. That's a really, really big lever. They have huge power and huge impact. So that would be incredible. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We need education to be here.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Let's go here first and then there. That's okay.
I'm sorry if I can't see you. The light's in the way, so I'm trying to notice you. I do notice you. It's a little fuzzy, but I notice you. Yes.
Actually, kind of related to that. So I'm interested to know, and as I'm sure you've thought about in doing this, that the idea of students being inspired to do these kind of projects as an integral part of their education, their science education,
yes,
is something that's been around for 100 years.
Absolutely.
So I mean, yes. Early nature study education had really very much the same
Absolutely.
Idea: work within your community, solve local problems.
Absolutely.
Why are we still? What is changing now that this is something that you think is?
That's a great question.
Yeah. What's
so
different now?
Here's the pain point for whatever you call it in education, project-based learning, inquiry-based science, whatever. It's existing, but it's existing in a bubble. It's existing in isolation. There's pockets of innovation. It's not systemic. It's not part of. And if you have a school that's really labeled an innovative school or a school that's labeled specifically a STEM school, it is seen as only for a certain part of the population. More from an extracurricular. We still got to pass the test. We still got to do this. And then if there's time, we can do this. We're not looking at this is the work. We are using science and mathematics and technology to do the work. And if there is a contribution, because there's lots of places where kids can contribute their ideas, but again, they're in a bubble. They're not validated as presented to the world. That an eighth grader literally has the possibility of discovering something or seeing something from a different perspective that can actually change the world equally as a scientist from MIT can. And I'm not saying that it's either or, but imagine if they work together and that there is a possibility to say, well, you can't be in this group because you're not a scientist from MRI, and you can't be in this group, MIT, oops, and you can't be in this group because of this. What if there were no groups? What if there were just an amazing room full of people saying, here's a problem, let's work together and fix it? Imagine what world would be like. There's so many silos and there's so many steps, and we're not validating equal collective intelligence. We're saying your intelligence is more than yours and your genius is better than yours, and that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. We have a whole room of genius here, and it has nothing to do with what's in your backpack or what's on your resume. I'm not asking for that. I see you. You have something to contribute, and we have to have a space to do that.
Thanks.
So.
There's a project being run by Philip Zimbardo called the Heroic Imagination Project, which you might want to take a look at.
Yes.
You haven't seen it already?
I know it.
Oh, okay.
No, it's phenomenal.
I only know about it because I'm prepping for interviewing him on Thursday.
No, it's phenomenal. And that's the other thing. When I looked at pulling together this sort of mock-up, nothing's original. We have these platforms that exist. So we have Kickstarter for kickstarting social good. We have Wikipedia, for Pete's sakes, for managing crowdsourced wisdom. We have all of these elements, but they exist on different platforms. They exist, so you've got to go there if you want to kick your idea off and get crowdfunding. You've got to go there if you want your project to receive some sort of grant or this. You've got to go there if you're doing it in school, and you've got to go there if you're doing it in science. Why? When we have the ability to move all of these seamlessly together, why can we not go, like, this would be the heart quarters, not the headquarters for Mattering? And that this a one-stop shop, sort of like a match.com for Mattering. You know, like, here's this, and I like this, and here's my profile. Let's change the world together. So maybe that probably isn't the best example that you would use for schools, but this isn't just an education thing. This is an everybody thing. So, yes.
So there was a wonderful story in the UK a few weeks ago of a girl who had been blogging her school lunches.
Yes.
And the whole thing was incredibly badly handled by the local council.
Absolutely.
And in the process, she managed to raise several hundred thousand pounds for feeding children in Africa. So my question is, the beauty of that story and the reason why it took off all around the world was its serendipity, right? It really was.
Absolutely.
It just seemed so implausible. How do you avoid losing that serendipity if you corporatize the thing, if you really brand it?
That's why I'm not wanting it to be. That's why I need collective intelligence and people that will be looking out on every end. So if a corporation or, because you cannot disregard, and that's one of the things education's done at its deficit. Oh, well, we've got to keep this in here and act like there's no corporate influence. There is corporate influence. There's textbook companies and there's digital companies, and ed tech is a huge business. That's not the enemy. It's when they work for not the best interests of kids, when something else drives them, or more importantly, the best interests of the world. So this doesn't need to be there, but I think it's important that, like, one of the things about Nestle Purina, or I was working with a group of banks called Wells Fargo, and they have the most incredible financial literacy program that they've spent a huge amount of money on that's not being implemented at all because no one knows about it. So it is their corporate social responsibility, beyond a tag word, for them to contribute free to the content of this space. And if they want to be the sort of core of Charity Water, wants to be more prominent in the resources for the space, then they can move up. But there will be no ads and no kind of that kind of stuff. This is a reboot for the world and the web to do the right thing and to do it in the right way. And I'm not a business person, obviously, so I don't really, that's why I need other people on the team to be, like, caring about all that stuff.
But it was more, actually, not so much the corporate sponsors, but more the one-stop-shop approach to this.
Yes.
Is that, actually, you know, the reason why a lot of these things take off is this serendipity that people have just come across it, right?
Right.
And if you actually make it too easy for them to come across it, in some sense, you're likely to lose that.
That's a good point. You can be tactical about serendipity. The goal would be tactical serendipity. So if you think about it, it wouldn't have happened without Jamie Oliver bringing attention to it. And Jamie Oliver wouldn't have been that without TED. So all of these people that are helping moving forward different places are because they have used one of these mediums to gather attention themselves in some way, to become influential, to say, let me point that to you, let me point that to you. Jamie Oliver was significant in moving her story forward. So why not have that not be accidental? Just by accident, someone picked it up. Or what if Jamie Oliver didn't hear about it? What if Mariel Hemingway didn't connect? But what if that was tactical, and the likelihood of those influential networks and platforms and individuals moving forward, ideas from everyday individuals? I would rather take that risk than not try it.
Angela?
I know we have to go, so.
What an inspirational way to start our day. Brainstem,
So this is a yes. You'll keep talking to me about this and help me dream. All right, thank you, you guys.